चैप्टर 15
पंचदशो अध्यायः पुरुषोत्तम योगः। श्री भगवान उवाच ऊर्ध्वमूलम् अधाशाखम् अश्वथम् प्रहारव्यम् छन्दासि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तं वेद स वेदवेत्।
श्री भगवान सेड, द शास्त्रस डिस्क्राइब दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एज एन इम्परिशेबल अश्वथ ट्री, अ स्पेशल टाइप ऑफ बनियन ट्री विद इट्स रूट्स ग्रोइंग अपवर्ड्स and its branches extending down, whose leaves are the Vedic hymns that establish fruitative activities. He who knows the tattva of this tree is the knower of the Vedas.
Adhaschordhavam parastas tasya shakha guna pravidha vishaya pravalaha adhaschamulani anusantatani कर्मानुबंधिनि मनुष्य लोके।
The leaves on the branches of this tree of the material world, in the form of various sense objects, are nurtured by the three gunas. Its branches spread to the lower species of life, such as human beings and animals, as well as to the higher species, such as the devas. The roots of this banyan tree are the desire for sense enjoyment, which spread downwards to generate the flow of karma in human society.
Na rupam se tathopalabhyate nanto na chardina cha sampartishta ashvamatham enam so viruddha moolam asanga shastrena dadaina chitva tataha padam tat parimarigtavyam यस्मिन् गता न निर्वतन्ति भूयः तमेव चाद्यं पुरुषं प्रपद्ये यतः प्रवृत्ति प्रसृता पुराणि।
द एक्चुअल फॉर्म ऑफ दिस ट्री ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस एज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड अबव इज नॉट परसीवेबल विद इन दिस वर्ल्ड। इट्स बिगनिंग एंड फाउंडेशन कैन नॉट बी असर्टेन। After cutting down this deeply rooted tree of material existence, Ashvatha, with a sharp axe of intense detachment, it is imperative to search out the lotus feet of that primeval person, Shri Bhagwan, which are the root of this beginningless tree of samsara, and take shelter of him. Having surrendered to and attained him, from whom the cycle of birth and death in the material world has expanded, one never returns to this samsara.
Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinirvitta kamaha dvandir vimuktaha sukha dukha sangaye gachanti amulaha padam avayayamta.
Only those liberated personalities who are free from pride and delusion, who have overcome the degradation of false attachment, who are engaged in searching for Paramatma, who are freed from the desire to enjoy the senses and the dualities of happiness and misery, attain that unchangeable eternal abode.
Na tad bhasyete suryo na shashanko na pavakaha yat gatva na nirvantante तद्धाम परमं मम।
सन मून एंड फायर कैनॉट इल्यूमिनेट दैट सुप्रीम रियल्म विच इज सेल्फ इफुलजेंट एंड इल्यूमिनेट्स एवरीथिंग एल्स। व्हेन सरेंडर्ड पर्सन्स अटेन दैट अबोड ऑफ माइंड दे डू नॉट रिटर्न टू दिस वर्ल्ड।
ममेवांश जीवलोके जीवभूतः सनातन मनाशष्ट निंद्रियानि प्रकृति स्थानि कर्षति।
The eternal jivas in this material world are certainly my separated parts and parcels, vibhinamsha, bound by material nature, they are attracted by the six senses, including the mind.
Shariram yad avapnoti yachapi utkramati ishvarah ghritvaitani sanjati vayur gandhani vashaya.
Just as the wind carries the aroma of flowers, so the embodied jiva carries the six senses and their desires from whichever body he abandons to whichever body he achieves.
Shotran chakshu sparshanancha rasanam ghranam evacha adishthaya manaschayam vishenayup sevate.
Taking shelter of the ears, eyes, tongue, nose, sense of touch, and also the mind within different bodies, the jiva enjoys various sense objects.
Utkramantam stitim vapi bhunjanamam vagunamitam vimudananupashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushah.
The foolish, who are bereft of discrimination, cannot perceive with their senses the jiva when he leaves the body, while he dwells in the body, or even while he enjoys through his senses. Those who are wise, however, can see all this.
Yatanto yoginaschainam pashyanti atmani avasthitam yatananto api akratatmano nainam pashyanti achetasa.
Endeavoring yogis can perceive this Atma which is situated within the body. But those whose thoughts are impure and who are bereft of wisdom cannot see the Atma, even though striving to do so.
Yad aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasayate akhilam yachandramasi yad chagno tat tejo vidhi mamakam.
Know that the splendor of the sun, which illuminates the entire universe, as well as the splendor of the moon and fire, are coming from me alone.
Gama visya cha bhutani dharayami aham ojasa pushnami cha shaddhi sarva somo bhutvara satmakah.
By infusing the earth with my potency, I alone sustain all living beings. Becoming the nectar-filled moon, I supply nourishment to all plant life.
Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritah Pranapana Samayuktah Pachamayanan Chaturvidham.
As the fire of digestion in the bodies of the living entities, I combine with the outgoing and incoming airs to digest the four types of foodstuff.
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matah smriti jnananam apohananancha vedascha sarvir aham eva vedyo Vedant krid veda vid eva chaham.
I am situated as Antaryami in the hearts of all living entities. From me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I alone am to be known. Indeed, I am the originator and the compiler as well as the knower of Vedanta.
Dvamini purusho loke sharaschakshara evacha sharaha sarvani bhutani kutastharo akshara uchayate.
In the 14 planetary systems, two purushas are famous: Shara, the fallible, the akshara, the infallible, all moving and non-moving living entities are called Shara, and the immutable Purusha, Kutastha, is called Akshara.
Uttamah Purushastavanyah Paramatmeti Udharitah Yo Loke Trayam Avishaya Vibhrati Avayaya Ishvarah.
There is, however, another supreme Akshar Purusha known as Paramatma. He is Ishwar, the unchanging controller who enters and sustains the three worlds.
Yasmad Sharam Atitoham Aksharad Apicha Uttamah Ato Asmi Loke Vedecha Pratitaha Purushottamah.
Since I am beyond Shara Tattva, the fallible Jiva, and even excel Akshara Tattva, the twofold Purusha, Brahma, and Paramatma, I am well known both in this world and in the Vedas as Purushottama, the Supreme Person.
Yo mam evam asamam mudo janati Purushottamam sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata.
O Bharat, one who is not deluded by various opinions knows me in this way as Purushottam. Such a person is the knower of everything, and he, therefore, engages wholeheartedly in bhajan to me.
Iti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam mayanagha etad buddhya buddhi mansya krita kritayascha bharata.
O sinless Bharat, I have hereby revealed the most confidential secret of Shastra. One with pure intelligence becomes fully enlightened and blessed by knowing this.
Iti Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjun Samvade Purushottam Yogo Nama Panchadasho Adhyayah.